This lesson is on teleportation. Again, I use a Bible. Has it been done there? Yeah. One of those apostles was strolling through the desert, I guess, and some eunuch was reading the Bible aloud as he was riding in his chariot. And this apostle heard him and ran up to him and said, "Do you know what you're reading?" He says, "How would I know without somebody..." Now, the Bible, Old Testament, understand. How would I know without somebody teaching me? So this apostle jumped in there and taught him. Well, in the teaching, they were coming to some water. And the eunuch said, "What's to keep me from being baptized?" And he said, "Nothing." So they stopped the horse and walked over, and the eunuch was baptized by the apostle. Scripture says immediately afterwards, the apostle appeared in a distant city, teleported. And if I remember correctly, the eunuch went on his way praising the Creator. Yes, it was in the Scriptures. So, yes, we can do it. Now, the directions for teleportation, you're going to laugh. It's only a matter of a few short words. Knowing the directions and doing the directions are two different things. Here are the directions. If you want to go somewhere, think where you want to go with your eyes shut. Go there, open your eyes, and be there. That is the directions on how to teleport. Now, practice that one. We do this very, very little. Again, we do it only if ordered once we learn. A few foolish people do it more than that. But, there's a reason for it. It is extremely dangerous. If you go into, say, your living room and get rid of the coffee table, push up everything against the wall or whatnot, so you've got a big landing area, so that when you appear, you've got a safe place. You're not banging onto a coffee table or something. All right, make it safe. Eyeball that. Know that place. Know that section of rug or whatnot, where you're going to land. Know it. Know it as well as you know your own hand. Ingrain it in your head. Get it so you can shut your eyes and know where the window is, where the picture is on the wall, where you're going to end up standing when you get there. You know it. It's not a matter of, yeah, this is not where I'm going to be. It's a matter of knowing. That's where you're going to be. Therefore, you're safe. Make sure no cats or dogs are going to wander through. You can actually, and it has happened, actually end up with a foot in something, in a coffee table. Not on it, in it. Or on a dog, in it. You understand what I mean? Wherever you appear, you're coming back solid. And if there's something solid there in your way, it's going to be part of you. I tell you, this is dangerous. I mean it. We, when it's needed to be done, we've learned what we call spirit travel. This is not an OBE. It's a form of going in spirit, being full aware where we're at, doing whatever we need to do. We split. And we send ourselves to where we want to go. In spirit, we're really there. We're two people, the physical here and the spirit there, wherever there is. We check out the area thoroughly. I tell you, if you don't, and I wouldn't go long distances if I were you. It's stupid. You don't know how to do this splitting. And you might think, I want to be at this lovely park setting that I visited 5 years ago. That's where I want. I've got it all imaged in my head. Well, you go there all right, and that park is gone, and there's an 18-wheeler bearing down on your can in the middle of a freeway. It is dangerous. Now, how much stronger can I put it than that? All right, this is nothing to play with. It is something to learn and use only if necessary. And so you got it all squared away. You definitely have the whole area strongly in mind where you're going to go back to. Then go into your bedroom, lay down or sit in a chair, relax. Just relax, and I do mean relax. make your body as if it's melting butter and it's not sizzling hot, but it's laid on something that's been very hot and you got a cube of butter there, and your body just kind of spreads out beneath you in relaxation. And then shut your eyes as you do this. Feel good about yourself. Be relaxed, relaxed, relaxed. This is where I want to go. This is where I want to be. This is where I will be. This is where I am right now. Open your eyes and you should be there. It's that simple. I'll tell no more. In taping this, I was asked, then it's better to go in spirit than physically. Definitely yes. I can go in spirit and never get in trouble. I can get run over by an 18-wheeler and I'm not even seen by that driver. I'm a ghost. I'm just a wisp of thought.